For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The Affordable Care Act required Americans to carry some form of health insurance, but the new federal tax bill will eliminate what's called an individual mandate for the 2019 tax year. Connecticut's healthcare advocate Ted Doolittle said insurance only works when everyone is in the system, and that's why the Affordable Care Act sought to provide affordable care for all by taxing those who didn't sign up for coverage.
If you show up at the hospital, they're going to take care of you. That care isn't free. What is a hospital going to do? They have to get the money from the other paying customers. So those among us who are fortunate enough to be insured, your premium is going to go up.
His solution to replace the individual mandate is for Connecticut to force uninsured residents to save money for themselves rather than be subject to a federal tax.
You're required to pay into an account that's like a healthcare savings account where the money is in your name and you control it, but you can only spend it on health care expenses or on health insurance.
He estimates that between 5 and 10% of Connecticut residents currently do not have health insurance. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.